So believers have to live in light of eternity, and this is so hard because your life and my life is so, so exceedingly comfortable. This almost feels like a kind of heaven right here. It does. And I'm not saying your life is perfect. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you have everything that you could ever desire. I know that we have our sorrows. But relative to human history and what men largely across the world experience now, this looks like heaven. I mean, why do people pour into this country? Because it's like the promised land. It's heaven there in comparison to what they live through. And oh, how they long for their children to have the material abundance that is so easily obtainable to anyone willing to work at all in this country. And so therein lies a real danger for us. A real, real danger. A danger that is so, so subtle. A danger that is imperceptible if we don't wake up and realize it's right there. It's always lurking. It's what it swallows up in the sense of it's all about now. It's what I achieve here. It's what I do now here. It's all about now with no thought to the future. So what do? We lay up treasure on the earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal. And Jesus says, don't do that. If you can acquire wealth, go ahead. But don't be doing it to lay up treasure here. Lay up treasure in heaven. Lay up treasure in heaven. We're going to go there and let go. We'll be forced to let go to basically everything here.